सूत्रधार में सुनते हैं पंचतंत्र की कहानियां।
धर्म बुद्धि कुबुद्धिश्च द्वावे तो विदितो मम पुत्रेण व्यर्थ पांडित्यात् पिता धूमेन घातितः। अर्थात धर्म बुद्धि और कुबुद्धि, इन दोनों को मैंने जान लिया। पुत्र की मूर्खता से उसका पिता धुएं से मारा गया। पंचतंत्र में सुनते हैं धर्म बुद्धि और पाप बुद्धि की कथा।
धर्म बुद्धि एंड पाप बुद्धि। वंस देयर वर टू फ्रेंड्स नेम्ड धर्म बुद्धि एंड पाप बुद्धि हु लिव्ड इन अ विलेज। वन डे पाप बुद्धि थॉट दैट आई एम अ फूल, दैट इज व्हाई आई एम पुअर। Why don't I go abroad with Dharmabuddhi and do business and then cheat him and earn a lot of money? Thinking this, one day Pap Buddhi said to Dharmabuddhi, "We are wasting our time in this village. Why don't we go to the city and do some business?" Dharmabuddhi accepted his friend's offer and went with him to the city. Both stayed in the city for many days and did business, from which they earned good money. Then they made up their minds to return to their villages. As they reached near the village, Pap Buddhi said to Dharmabuddhi, "Friend, it is not advisable to take home so much money at once. Why don't we take out a little money and bury the rest here somewhere? Whenever there is a need, we will come here and take it out." Dharmabuddhi accepted his point as well. One night, Pap Buddhi went to the forest and dug out all the money from the pit. Following day, Pap Buddhi went to Dharmabuddhi's house and said, "Friend, my family is very big and so I need more money to run my house. Let us go to the forest and get some money." The two went to the forest together. When both of them dug together at the place where the money was buried, they found the pot of money empty. Then Pap Buddhi, beating his head, said,
"Dharmabuddhi, you have stolen this money. No one else knew about this place except you. Now quickly give me half of my share. Otherwise, come to the Rajya Sabha with me and we will settle it there." Hearing him, Dharmabuddhi said, "Oh sinner, I don't steal." In this way, quarreling amongst themselves, they went to the court and started speaking there, accusing each other of being wrong. The Dharmadhikari appointed some officers to find out the truth. Pap Buddhi said to them, "The tree gods themselves are the witnesses of my words. Let us go to them. Only they will tell us the truth." Hearing his words, everyone decided to go to the forest the next morning to know the truth from the tree god. That night, Pap Buddhi told his father, "I have stolen all the wealth of Dharmabuddhi. Now you can save my life." Pap Buddhi's father said, "Son, tell me, what should I do to save your life?" To this, Pap Buddhi said, "Father, there is a huge shami tree in the forest. It has a big space in it. You just go and sit inside it. In the morning, when I come with the officers and villagers and ask the tree god to tell the truth, then you should say that Dharmabuddhi is a thief." The next day, all the people reached the forest with Dharmabuddhi and Pap Buddhi. Standing under the shami tree, Pap Buddhi said aloud,
"Oh forest god, now do justice yourself and tell everyone who is the thief amongst both of us."
At that time, Pap Buddhi's father said from shami's coat,
"This Dharmabuddhi is a thief."
Hearing about the tree, the judges started discussing what punishment should be given to Dharmabuddhi. Just then,
Dharmbuddhi covered the whole of that tree with dry grass and hay and set it on fire. In few minutes, Papbuddhi's father came out screaming because of the smoke burning his eyes and lungs. The father of Papbuddhi then told everyone the truth about Papbuddhi. Thus, the king's men caught Papbuddhi and said,
"O fool, you thought of a way to save yourself, but did not think about the consequences. By risking your father's life, you have only exposed your deviousness and stupidity."
That's why it is said, dear friends, that a foolish man should not think of too many devious tricks.